Good morning. I'm Daniel Leach. I'm the founder of the Anti-Deep State Party. Anyways, this morning I just wanted to make a little blog talking about some things that people can do for preparations and preparedness for the times that we're living in at the moment. Things have been kind of crazy lately. Obviously, you guys, if you're following the news, if you're listening to alternative media, if you're just basically paying attention to what's happening around you, things are just getting really scary. And so I wanted to just give some people some reminders of some things that you could be doing to get prepared for the coming collapse of America. The crisis, the economic crisis. I think we only have about a month or so left before things get really crazy economically right before the election. Obviously, you guys know if you're following the anti-deep state party, we're looking at a communist revolution globally right now. It seems like almost every country has some kind of a civil unrest. I was talking to a friend from Thailand, and he's saying that the socialist communists in Thailand are setting fires in their cities. He said that him and his family actually moved outside of Bangkok, I believe it was Bangkok, Thailand, outside of the city. And the reason they did that is because it was getting very violent in the cities. And I'm sure if you're living in a city in America, you're probably experiencing some very similar things. But what he was saying is that in Thailand, they have a king, a monarchy. And they're saying that these socialists, communists are basically wanting to overthrow the monarchy in Thailand. So this is happening all around the world. That's just one example. Obviously, you have the United States and the Donald Trump politics. And so you see the socialists, they're trying to do the same thing in America, where they just want to overthrow our president. And they want to basically pretty much burn down the government that we have, and they want to remake it into a socialist dictatorship. It's pretty much, if you're paying attention to anything, politics. So, my preparedness that I want to talk about is quiet weapons. I don't want to make this blog very long because it's just some ideas. If you're listening to this, some ideas for you as a person that's aware of global situations and the economic meltdown that's coming, and what that may entail is a total power outage. Not necessarily from EMP, but from political unrest. I mean, Antifa has talked about basically shutting down the power, the nuclear power plants. And if this thing goes hot, like I think it's going to, with the civil unrest, there's not going to be a McDonald's anymore, guys. There's not going to be a Walmart for very long. So you're going to be kind of like on your own in survival mode. You're talking about Mad Max, Road Warriors kind of situation. And what you can do now to prepare for that could save your life or your family's lives. And so I wanted to talk about some ideas here. I keep saying that. So one of the ideas that I want to talk about is gardening, planting gardens getting prepared for, you know, that survival mode. And in a garden, you're going to need seeds, lots of different seeds. Also, I would suggest getting fertilizer. Fertilizer is going to be as good as money in the future, because what's going to happen when this economic crisis happens, your money that is made out of paper isn't going to be worth anything. It's going to be like it's going to be like toilet paper. So if you have things like fertilizer that you could use to trade and barter with, you can get it fairly cheap right now. Also, I would say get some salt, some sea salt. Salt, in the past, you know, before modern day money, salt was worth more than gold. And the reason why salt was worth more than gold is because you could preserve food, right? You could preserve food with it. And so, of course, it's going to be worth more than gold because it could save your life. I mean, salt-preserving food, I would say get as much salt as you can possibly afford and store. Also, you're going to want to have, I would say, get yourself some snares and some traps. Snares and traps are fairly cheap right now. I went out and bought myself a bunch of little traps for animals. If there's no more Walmart and there's no more McDonald's and you got to go out and get your own food, and if you don't have snares and you don't have traps, then you're going to be out there hunting all the time, right? Or fishing. So you're going to want to get yourself some snares and some traps. And I would say even some bait. You know, you're going to want to get some bait for your snares and your traps. And you're going to want to be able to hunt, but you're not going to want to have to use bullets, because during this time where there's road warriors, when you're out there hunting, you don't want people to be able to hear you and identify you. Because if they hear you, well, they know that you're there. And during this time of trials and tribulations, which I call road warriors, you're not going to want to let people know your location. Because if things get as bad as I believe, people are going to be hunting you. People are going to be hunting other people. And because if there's no food and there's no Walmart, what do you think's going to happen? Within 72 hours, the government says that within 72 hours of the total collapse, they did studies on this. They said that within 72 hours of a total collapse, that people are going to become cannibals. And obviously, if that happens, if you have one gun and you're out there hunting, you're gonna have groups of people that are coming together like gangs, right? And so you're gonna have gangs of cannibals hunting you. And if you're making noise out there and people hear your gun, well, it's not too hard to find you. If you're making a lot of noise. So you're gonna want weapons for hunting that don't make a lot of noise. So I would suggest getting yourself a crossbow, bows and arrow, slingshots. Slingshots are really great for hunting small animals like, you know, squirrels and rabbits, raccoons. The slingshots are deadly, especially if you have ball bearings for ammunition. Those kind of things I would definitely suggest that you would really start thinking about hitting right now, because you can still find them. Stores are still open. You can still order stuff over the internet. So these are, I just wanted to make this short video or podcast just as a reminder to our subscribers and listeners, the situation that we're in, just as a motivator. Maybe you haven't been paying attention to the news. I don't know. Maybe you're somebody that plays video games, and you know. And so that's why I wanted to just make this video or this audio for our subscribers, just as a reminder. Maybe it sounds stupid, but I don't do a whole lot of audio unless I have something that I'm concerned about, or I'm reporting the news, or you know, stuff like that. But this is just a friendly reminder to our subscribers to get prepared for some ideas. I'm going to make more audio posts like this about different topics here, but this specific thing, I just thought, you know, let me start by talking about this topic. Anyways, that's it for now. I just wanted to make this short and sweet. If you guys have any questions, please leave some comments. If you need to reach out and contact me, you can. My number is 701-339-3131. Thanks. God bless, guys. Bye-bye.